24 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning, the 16th of Shawwal, 1443. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved senior, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 16th of Shawwal 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, verses 102, 103, and 104. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us what will occur during the day of reckoning, the day of justice, the day of judgment. Yawma yunfakhu fi sur, when it will be blown into the trumpet. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu salam, the angel who is designated for that very task, will blow, and remember that will usher in the day of justice, the day of reckoning. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 22, Surah Hajj, the chapter regarding pilgrimage, verse number 2. So all twos there. Chapter 22, verse 2. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. When you look at the people, you will think and imagine they intoxicated, but they are not drunk and intoxicated. But the punishment, chastisement of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is very, very severe. Yawma yunfakhu fi sur, when it will be blown into the trumpet on the day of justice, the day of judgment, the day of reckoning. Wa nahshurul mujrimeen, we will gather the criminals. All those people who are sane and mature, but they were not Muslim, they believed in this ism and that ism. We will assemble, gather them, yawma idhin, on that day, zuruqa. When you study the word zurqa, then literally it means when the eyes are blue, when the eyes are totally dim, when the eyes are clouded in worry, terror, horror, and they fearing what's going to happen. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. In Surah Yasin, Almighty Allah teaches us, the announcement will be made, O you criminals, stand one side. How dare you mix and associate with those people who are going to paradise and Jannah. So all this clearly mentioned. So the word mujrimeen, mujrimoon, refers to those people who are sane and mature, but they are the non-Muslims. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Alas, Jalal and His Majesty, power, everything will become manifest. No one will be able to speak. Chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verse number 59. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Alas has enshrined and mentioned it in the Quran Sharif. يَتَخَافَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ. They'll be whispering among themselves. These criminals will now be whispering, إِلَّا بِيْسْتُمْ إِلَّا أَشْرَىٰ. You did not stay on this earth. You did not stay in this world but for 10 days. They stayed for 50, 60, 80, 100 years. But now they will imagine and think that, no, you only stayed for 10 days. Thus they'll be whispering to one another, نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ. But we are all knowing. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, the plural, a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping His authority, majesty and sovereignty. We are all knowing, بِمَا يَقُولُونَ, whatever they are saying publicly, privately, whispering, we know everything. What is the inner recesses of your hearts, the thoughts that cross your mind, everything we know. إِذْ يَقُولُ أَمْثَلُهُمْ طَرِيقًا. Suddenly, the one of them who has the greatest so-called intelligence, and he will be one of the best in conduct, he will say, إِلَّا بِسْتُمْ إِلَّا يَوْمًا. Nay, you did not stay for 10 days in this earth. You only stayed for one day. And that will be because now when they compare the horror and the terror that is now coming in front of them and being unveiled, remember, they will think and say, we only live for one day here on this earth. Therefore, O Muslim, me and you daily recite this dua and supplication. Chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 194. Wala tuhuzina yawm al-qiyamah. Ya Allah, do not disgrace us. Do not humiliate us on the day of justice. May Almighty Allah have mercy on all of us on that day. And that is the Quranic verse, chapter 3, verse 194. And the prophetic saying, the saying of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, مستد أحمد. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. O Almighty Allah, make our reckoning easy for us. Let us take you to some international global stories, and you be the judge whether you are a Hindu, you're a Jew, you're a Christian, you're an atheist, a Muslim, whatever you might be. So let us look at things from a justice point of view. So Russia invades, remember, Ukraine more than 80 days ago, and to be precise, 24th of February. So what does the International Criminal Court do, ICC? Yesterday they dispatched more than 40 of their personnel and to gather evidence that which type of war crimes were committed by them, the Russians. So how come this conflict only going on for 80 days plus? And for 74 years plus, remember that the apartheid terrorist rogue regime of Israel is committing war crimes in Jerusalem, in Jenin, in Gaza, in various parts in the past 74 years. But how come the ICC did not dispatch some inspectors there, some personnel there? Is that not a fair question? Because this side the lives of Christians, because this side the lives of Jutlas and Jews, because this side, yeah, the whites are dying, and that side there it is Palestinians, who you got no time for? So that is what we are speaking about. We want one rule. Everybody speaks of peace, but the peace will not come if the precursor is not justice. I mean, common sense is no more common, but that any person will tell you. So that's the question we are posing to you, O people of conscience, O people of justice. Number two, Sleepy Joe Biden goes to Buffalo, and he says that white supremacists, and this is terrorism, is local terrorism, it's a poison. So brother, bye, if I want to call you brother in humanity, for Sleepy Joe Biden, so what will you say? What that guy, the white terrorist, Christian terrorist or Jewish terrorist, name him by his religion as you do when it is a Muslim. So why have double standards and hypocrisy? So where there is a white Christian terrorist, name him. Jewish terrorist, name him. And he mowed down the blacks there, right? So you went there because of the votes and what have you. We know how you work, right? So why not the same speech you delivered in Buffalo, you say about the rogue regime of Israel, where Amnesty International has said is apartheid, where their own human rights have said is apartheid. What do you think, Sleepy Joe? Mm. What do you think, Democratic Party? What do you think, Republican Party? So everywhere we see only double standards, remember that. And to you, the entire human race, you need to understand and wake up from your slumber. If you study what's happening in the World Economic Forum, they say that things are going to change. You must prepare for the new world order. The energy will be changing. So therefore, we have so many crises with our power. And remember, and our gasoline, our petrol, our diesel, everything. America is paying $4 per gallon minimum, and some states they're paying $5. Record amount of payments have to be made. So remember, that is on the energy front. On the front, you find there will be changes. So this is what we call as Muslims the Dajjali fitna. That the Dajjal will come, the Antichrist, and he will say, I control the energy, I control the food, I control the rain. And this is the precursor for this, the introduction for this in Abu Dawood. Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before the big Dajjal appears, then there will be 30 small mini Dajjals, and they will be the people causing mayhem, chaos. We already living in that time. You can see how many countries now are facing shortage, food shortage. You see America, the so-called superpower, now wants to cozy up with Venezuela. They don't like the president there, but they said, okay, we will remove certain sanctions, but you must allow the American company Chevron to come in there. And Venezuela, I've been there to Venezuela, and you know, petrol is very cheap there compared to the other countries. So now they want a stake. So everywhere where there's oil, it's not a holy war, it's always an oily war. Ask the people of Iraq, ask the people of Libya, ask the people of Syria, and all these places, oil was found and it brought disaster to them. Unless you become a lackey of theirs and you bootleg them like the Arab countries. So that is the world news that you people of conscience and justice should know. For us Muslims, today it's Wednesday, and between Zohar and Asr, du'as are accepted. Make special du'a. Almighty Allah have mercy on the entire human race.
Ameen.
And guide everyone towards peace and justice throughout the world.
Sister Veronica says that we as South Africans need to boycott the government because I can't afford about the petrol price, AK. I'm actually taking a taxi to work and it's so dangerous. Veronica Ustad.
Thank you, my sister Veronica. That is what I am addressing. It is the micro and the macro. The micro is mismanagement, you must remember. If you look at South Africa's population and you look at the bloated government we have and you look at the mismanagement and so forth, you know, my pronunciation might be wrong. But yesterday I love to read, you know, and I love to get information. So, you know, Kalima Matlela, whatever his name was, he was one of the presidents of South Africa, senior member. He said it would be a good thing if the ANC loses the elections. So imagine, these are the senior people who were, remember, once upon a time, president. You heard Trevor Manuel say he's no more part of the ANC and so forth. So when the ship is sinking, then you will find guys jumping ship. So remember, this is what happens. You know, that is the world, because they can see that things are not going right. So remember that South Africa, under the white minority regime, apartheid was a disaster. We are the victims of apartheid. I was born in apartheid. I was born in an African location. And you must remember that if you go and see the democratic government, a disaster on every front. Education, medicine, and the planes, the trains, everything, and the petrol price. My own team, they told us, that they told me maybe I must start giving them bicycles now to come to work so that they don't have to use their vehicles. So it's going to happen. You must remember that, and this can lead to a huge, huge crisis. Only Almighty Allah have mercy. My sister Veronica, you need to ask this question: who voted for who? That is the question you need to ask.
I see a revered sister says, Mufti Saab, short-tempered people have an attitude problem. Is this not because of pride? Anonymous sister Ustad.
So you must remember that people will always have pride for the wrong reasons. But to make a general statement, remember to say and paint everybody with the same brush, so that is wrong. So we will say that where did all this start? It started there in paradise. Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, commanded Iblis, Lucifer, Satan, Satan, he must prostrate to him, the masterpiece, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. He defied the command of Allah. What was the rationale and the reason? It was his pride and arrogance. Now you need to define arrogance. So Mustafa rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, what is mal kibru ya Rasulullah? What is the pride and arrogance of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Prophet, peace be upon you? He said, patarul haq. When the truth comes, then people are not prepared to accept. How many things people are doing, organizations are doing, you can see in the press, you can hear this. So many things are happening. How much money is being swindled and people are pocketing and what have you. So all this, but you ask, they say nothing. Lungile. Everything is first class, no problem. So that is the pride. Waghamtun nas. The people who tell you, you consider yourself superior and you consider them, the people who are trying to show you, that inferior as non-entities. That is the definition of pride, my sister. But to make a statement, every short-tempered person got pride, that conclusion is wrong Islamically.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, is nightmares a true dream? Anonymous, Ustad.
Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of dreams and said, you get three types. One is bushra, one is glad tidings, good news. You see the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, inshallah, it means you're going for Hajj, Umrah, pilgrimage, smaller pilgrimage. Or you see Masjidun Nabawi, inshallah, you go and become for ziyarat, you become the guest of the Master, Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, inshallah, you will go to occupied Palestine. So that is Bushra and glad tidings. One is Tahdithun Nafs. You ask the boy today, you want to marry that girl. He say, I'm dreaming of a day and night. So that is the subconscious mind. You ask the girl, your istikhara came out positive. Say 100% positive. Why? Because she's dreaming of that boy. Instead of reading Tasbih Fatima, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, she changed the tasbih. She said tasbih Usman, tasbih Ali, tasbih Talha, tasbih Zubair. And she says Zubair, Zubair, Ali, Ali, like that. She, because all day she's dreaming. So that is your subconscious mind. And third one is takhwifu shaitan, that you see that somebody came with the AK-47, with a big sword, and is going to sacrifice you. So that these are the nightmares. So what should we do? Sleep with wudu and ablution. Read the four quls. Qul ya al-kafirun. Qul wallah. Qul al-falaq. Qul al-binas. Ayat al-kursi. So read all that, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala protect you. And I told you, our Ustad, our Sheikh, Muhammad Ali Sabuni Rahimahullah, wrote in Tanwirul Adhan, read Bismillah Khairul Asma. Bismillah, the name of Allah. Khairul Asma, the best of names. The dua of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anh. This is mentioned in the ayat under the tafsir of Wa adwalla fir'aunu qawmahu. How the Pharaoh, the ten-pot dictator, led his people astray.
I see Sister Renelle, she's with us this morning. The journalist Ustad. She says, I have just returned from Israel. I must say the people of Palestine are fearless. Children and sisters and mothers, they're not afraid of the Israeli soldiers, AK. I had tears in my eyes. I couldn't believe what I saw there. Sister Renelle, Ustad.
Thank you, Renelle, for speaking the truth. Now what you have to do, Renelle, I don't know which platform you belong to, which TV station, which radio station, which print media. You owe it to the South African public and humanity to expose the apartheid and the terrorist regime of Israel. You are a non-Muslim. You can see the Western media. How quickly the story of Shirin Abu Akila. The name is Abu Akila, not what the Westerners say. Abu Akle and that, they distort it. It is Shirin Abu Akila, A-A-Q-I-L-A-H. That is the proper way of spelling it, pronouncing it. Nevertheless, my sister Renelle, you owe it to the South African public. And you must speak to your editor and your chiefs and superiors that this is a golden story. I have exclusive rights on it. And let us speak the truth without fear and favor. Any person who goes there, I go there, I went there 5 times with Allah's help and mercy. So you will say, I'm biased, I'm prejudiced, I'm a Muslim. What will you say of Tutu who went there? Tutu said that the apartheid that the Palestinians are experiencing is worse than the apartheid we experience in South Africa. And I concur 100% with this statement, like how I agree and concur with this statement. Under the white rule, there was a gravy train, and under democracy, there is the gravy plane. So 100% is the truth. And remember, Sister Renelle, you saw, you witnessed with your own eyes. That is what you saw in Tel Aviv. That is what you saw in Jerusalem. That is what you saw in Bethlehem. That is what you saw in Hebron and so forth. Go to Gaza where they will not allow you. And remember that the biggest open prison in the world. And this is the democracy, so-called democracy in the Middle East, like India, the biggest democracy in the world. Like that, they say, they're the only democracy in the Middle East. But they don't allow freedom of expression. If you wave the flag of Palestinians, they arrest you or they will shoot you. That is the mentality of the Jutla. Therefore, we say, one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. And for India as well, remember that. Go and see what is happening. But Allah ki lati be awaze. Allah Ta'ala sending sandstorms to Saudi Arabia, to Iraq, and so many places. Allah Jalla wa'ala sending punishment there to India. Go see what is happening in certain parts. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. See Sri Lanka. They were cremating, burning the bodies of Muslims. And today the whole country is finished. They don't even have petrol. They don't even have foreign currency. That is Allah. So my sister Renelle, this is a humble appeal and request. Please, whatever information you got, whatever images you got on your camera, then show the whole world who the real apartheid, who the real terrorists are, and who the victims are.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says here, Mufti Sahib, is there any dua to read when people get up in the middle of the night and having restless night sleep because of illness, Ustad?
Remember that when you wake up in the darkness of the night, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and so forth, Quran Sharif teaches us, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, that the best dua for you to read, even if you don't come out of your bed, is that you read istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi. And if you want a reference of that, chapter 51, Surah Dhariyat, and verse number 18, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ, Sehri time, Suhoor time, the pious people make istighfar. Story time. Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, the sage of the age, when I was in Iraq, in Baghdad, we spent 6 days, almost a week there. Wonderful, wonderful trip. So I love books. Khairu Jalisi Kutubi, my best friend are my kitab. So I saw a book there, and it's a kutayb, a booklet. It's called Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri Al-Wa'iz Al-Bakka. So a person came to Imam Hasan al-Basri, the Waliullah, the sage of the age, that in our area there is no rain like Kimberley, like PE, and so forth in South Africa. What must we do? He said, istighfar. After an hour or some time, another person came. He said, I'm married for 20, 30 years, no children. He said, istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, ya Allah, I seek your forgiveness. Then another person came and he said, my business is in the doldrums. That is gone, finish. He said, istighfar. So one student asked him, Ustad, O teacher, O professor, three different people came with three different complaints, and you gave them the same panado? You gave them the same medication? You gave them the same prescription? So he, the sage of the age, Sayyidina Hasan Basri Rahimahullah said that you did not read the Quran. Chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12. Istaghfiru Rabbakum, innahu kana ghaffara. You say you are ill and sick and you're waking up. But that is what Allah loves. At that time, the tears are rolling down and you are crying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Read Surah Fatiha. You know Alhamdu, and it is Surah Tushifa. It's cure for you. And then, وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Allah will send beneficial rain. Allah will bless you with children that are pious children, and Allah will give you wealth and increase your wealth. These are the worldly benefits. And in the year after, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Almighty Allah will grant you paradise and the streams and the rivulets of paradise. It's a win-win situation. So give out charity. Dawu mardakum bi sadaqa. Read ya salamu. You the family read. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah ta'ala grant all our marhumin.
Ameen.
Jannatul firdaus al-a'la. And all those who are ill, Allah grant them shifa'i kamil and a speedy recovery.
Ustad, brother Luke, he says that, AK, you heard of Imran Khan warns, and he recorded a video and mentioned all the traitor's name. Luke, Ustad.
I mentioned it yesterday, my brother Luke. Did you look at it? Did you see it? So you must remember, Pakistani politics is very dirty politics. I was in Pakistan from 74 to 80, almost 7 years. So we were not involved in politics. We went for a purpose, but you would know what's really happening there. So there's always interesting things happening. Let me be fair, clear on this issue. And I mentioned this on several occasions. We're speaking now, 2022, that among the current lot of politicians, whether you want to call them Muslim rulers or religious rulers or politicians or what, Imran is the best for them. Remember that. And the masses are also with Imran. And if you study yesterday also, something happened in Punjab and so forth. So anyway, if they have a free and fair election today, then Imran will win it if there is no Dandli. Look, now you never heard that word in your life, right? Dandli is a word they use in Urdu, rigging the elections. If it's rigged by the army or the personnel, then it's different. But free and fair elections, it will be a landslide victory for him, for Imran. So who is behind him? India is behind him, and they would like to see to get him rid of him. Israel would like to get rid of him. And remember, there are many other enemies. The West would like to get rid of him. So America, Europe got together and they bought off the politicians and said that either you get rid of Imran or either you have a vote of no confidence. And if you don't do that, there will be severe consequences for Pakistan. And if you are successful, then everything is forgiven. So this is what the big bully does. That is America and so forth. And that's what he mentions there, that they were summoned. The Pakistani ambassador in Washington was summoned. And then that Luke, the guy who called him, his name also is Luke or something. So that is what he told them. Look at the arrogance of America and the West and so forth. But everything will fall apart very soon, inshallah. If you know politics, my brother Luke, then look at the ratings of Biden. It's gone as one of the worst for American presidents. And Harris, the Indian and the African Indian, hers is even worse than Biden. So therefore, that is all Almighty Allah's system. And come now, when they have the mid-elections, you will see they will lose so many seats. So this is Allah Ta'ala's punishment for them.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see somebody says here, this is Ryan. He says, sir, there was a guy on your show a while back asking you to teach him a new lesson every day. Whatever happened to the lessons? What happened to the lessons? Ryan, Ustad.
My brother Ryan, his name was Alfredo. And Alfredo became Ahmadu. He became a Muslim. And he made his parents also Muslim. So remember, so Ryan, when you becoming a Muslim, then every day you will be getting lessons. You see, I'm on air now. Then I'll be on air 11 to 12. Then I'll be on air between 1 and 2. So you have all the lessons, my brother Ryan. So I don't know you, Ryan, but I appreciate and I really love it. I'm telling you, I only can pray and believe you me. I pray for you every day. Ya Allah, all these non-Muslim Jews, Christian, Hindus, atheists, you are the only one, O Allah. You can guide them to the right path. Ya Allah, use us to illuminate their hearts, Ya Allah. Let them taste halawatul iman, the sweetness of Islam, and that not what they see on their TV, that the Muslims are crazy people and they just want to shoot and trigger happy. You know it's not the truth. How much hasbara there is. You know hasbara, Ryan, that's the Jewish term they use for propaganda. So they have a hidden agenda. So that is our invitation to all of you. It is your call, your decision. But I do appreciate all of you, whether you agree with me or you disagree with me. We can have discussions. We can have robust discussions. I have no problem and I don't take any offense. I told my team that this half an hour, we must give the message primarily to the non-Muslims. We don't want to convert the converted. We want to take the message of Islam, which is the best, to the rest. That is our mission and our objective, my brother Ryan.
Ustad, how do we solve a problem when one does not speak to her sister or loved ones don't speak to each other for more than 3 days, Ustad?
One Quranic verse and one Hadith Sharif will explain everything. And chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, the chapter named after the Master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surah chapter 47, verses 22-23. In tawallaytum, when you have authority. Now we got a lot of money. We have got some status in society. Antufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem and chaos in the world. Watuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever whenever the family ties, when you were children, used to play together, brothers, sisters, and so much used to enjoy. And now you became 40 years old, 50 years old, and now you severed ties and said, go fly a kite, go to hell, Allah forbid. So what Allah says, Surah chapter 47, verses 22, 23, in the 26th Supara, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ Allah's curse is on such people. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ That Allah Ta'ala makes them spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. That is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, authentic hadith, لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث It's not permissible for any Muslim person to sever ties with another Muslim. And worse it is when his family members that for more than 3 days فوق ثلاث فمن هجر فوق ثلاث فمات دخل النار And you continue like that, no kalam, no salam, brothers, sisters, uncle, nephew, niece, auntie, whatever, you go to Jahannam and the hellfire. It's all to do with pride and arrogance. So remember, we will see you at 11 to 12, inshallah, Aziz, bless of marriage, and 1 to 2 will be tafsir, and after that, this dua, after Zohar, remember that. And inshallah, Mona Zahid Khan, today he's got Maulana Munir Adams, and he is our student, and he is a procureur. He is a big shot attorney and lawyer as well. Allah Jalla Wala accept all of us for his deen. Ameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.